rushed to his aid, and the car was just destroyed and totaled. Amen. And they rushed over and they pulled him out of the vehicle, which was pretty much wrapped around the pole. Has anyone heard this story already? Did you see it on the news? Amen. And what happened was, as soon as they pulled him from the vehicle exploded into flames. Amen. And the fire department and everyone rushed. Amen. And they put out the fire. They said everything in the vehicle was burned up. Can you imagine what it was? It said the world
and invest, oh God. And right now, oh God, I need you, Lord Jesus, because I can't do anything of myself. But God, I know that you are with me because you promised that you'll never leave me nor forsake me. And right now, oh God, as I stand before your people, oh God, to bring forth your word. Oh God, I pray right now you anoint the word, oh God. My God, I pray you may speak, Lord Jesus, in a special way. Open the ears of God of the people, oh God, that they hear a word from you, oh God. Open their understanding, oh God, and give them a listening ears tonight. Lord God, take over, take full control. And what I have feel of asking you right now, oh God, I pray you will feel of bread unto me as I look to you and say thank you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. My sister pastor is back. Pastor in his absence, I greet him. The presence of God is always here. I give honor and glory unto God. Praise God. And tonight, oh my God, help me. Pray for me.
Glory.
I only have 20 minutes and I'm going to try to do this as the Lord leads. And sometimes I speak a little faster, and sometimes you may not understand me. But I'm praying that God may just give me the other words to speak and understand it. That when I speak, you may understand what I said. Praise God. Praise God. My lesson tonight is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 1. Hallelujah. And our theme for the year, we know it's prevailing through prayer. Prevailing through prayer. And I want to borrow last year's theme and put with it. And it said, believe in God against all odds. Hallelujah. If you stand with me and just read from verse, I think it is with a few verses because I don't have much time. So we read verse 1 and 2, then verse 5 to 6, and then from verse 10 to 15. So if you have a Bible, you can read with me. Praise God. And some of these names I can't call it, so I might just skip over them. Alright, so verse 1 said, now there was a certain man in Ramah in Sochem of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliab,
the son of Solomon, the son of Solomon, and the name
of Verse 2,
and he had two wives, the name of one was Elkanah, and the name of the other was
verse 5.
But unto him
he gave a worthy portion.
For he loved him, but the Lord had shut up her womb.
And verse 10 to 15.
And she was beautiful
and soul. And prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she bowed to God, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, as she only her lips moved,
but her voice was not heard.
Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from 15 and last.
And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, the word of the Lord is? Amen. Praise God. So tonight my topic is, do you really, really need God? And if you do need God, you had to put in the work by praying. Hallelujah. So do you really, really need God? And if you do need God, you have to put in the work by praying. Praise God. The Bible said faith without work is dead. A And James also said that the man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works. And he said, I will show you my faith with my works. So if you're gonna have faith, you have to have works with it. You can't just have faith and don't have works. And you can't just have works and don't have faith. So it both goes together. So we have to have faith, because faith without works is dead. Praise God. So today I want to talk to you about a woman of God who had no children, but she had faith. She had no children, but she had faith. And the Bible said that that she was married to a man named Elkanah, and Elkanah loved her. Elkanah had two wives. One was Peninnah, and the other one was Anan. And when the Bible talks about a certain man, it normally is kind of trying to establish the status of the individual or a thing. If you notice, when the Bible always says a certain man, so and so, a certain man went down to Jericho, it is establishing the status of the person. Maybe that person is rich, you know, have money or whatever it is, but you know, it's a person who was in good standard or such poor. And the Bible said that, you know, that Hannah had no children because God had shut up her womb. But there was an adversary there that's always taunting Hannah. You know, this adversary was Peninnah. And you know, what is the Bible said about this adversary? The Bible said the adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion. He's go about seeking whom he may devour. And so Anna's adversary was Peninnah, because Peninnah had children, sons and daughters, but Hannah had none. And so she used this as a taunt to her. You know, she constantly, you know, taunt her and mocked her. You know, you have some kids at school when, you know, they want to fight, and they're like, nah, 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 nah. You know, you're like, ah, I have children, you know, you don't have any children. So it was a constant battle for Hannah. Constant battle for Hannah. And so continuously she provoked or sore. You know, Anna's situation was so bad for her. You know, she even said that she couldn't eat or drink. You know, she was so grieved in her soul, in her spirit, she was so grieved. You know, she wept. And so this caused her to have a great need, a great concern. You know, and so she was desperate and had her against her, because she constantly hearing Peninnah's voice, the adversary, you know, mocking her and jeering her and saying that you don't have no children. You know, but I have. Every woman in the script in the Old Testament, you know, they want to have children. It's like not having a child is a curse. And so, you know, for somebody to keep mocking you and say you don't have any children, it was hard for her. And so Hannah become hungry for God. You know, Matthew said, blessed are they who are hungry and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hannah become hungry, and she keep on seeking God, because you know what? The enemy, you know, is prevailing, the adversary is prevailing. But she said, if I come to see God, I know God will make a way for me. I know God will open the door. It may seem dark, it may seem that there's no way out. I don't know what your situation is tonight, but God is always here. Pastor preaching said that God is here. He's right here. Whatever is going on, he's right here with us. Praise God. The scripture said in Matthew chapter 7, it said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and it shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. For whosoever seeketh, findeth. Whosoever knocketh, it openeth. And whosoever seeketh, it shall find it. So God is always here. He may not come when we want him, but he's always on time. Love. have her children paying her own. And you can imagine all Anna's grief. And you would think that Penina would be the one who would give a little bit of encouragement. We have a little more sympathy. Because you have children and I can't have any. So let me have a little more sympathy in you. Let me encourage you. Let me bury you a little more. And sometimes it's the same thing in the churches or with family members. You're going through and you want somebody to get you to have your back. You figure like somebody got your back. You're going through. Somebody's going to be here for you. But they turn against you. But the Bible said that Penina was her adversary. And the Bible into God more. This situation called Anna to see more. So whenever you are going through, whenever you are having trouble, your situation is calling you to see God more because God is trying to get your attention. And sometimes we try to run away from that. So God says, come on, come on, come on. I need you. Your situation is there, but I want to bring it to your situation. I want to use your situation for my glory. But then we run away from God. Hallelujah. We gotta trust God. Hallelujah. Hannah was grief. When somebody said that, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. Hannah had a friend in Jesus. Hallelujah. She didn't know him as Jesus, but she knew him as Jehovah. Hallelujah. She knew him as Jehovah Jireh. She knew him as the rock of my salvation. Hallelujah. She knew the God who she served. Hallelujah, my deliverer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the situation was dark. Hallelujah. The hands were against her so much, but she knew who her deliverer is. And I said, I know the God who I serve. Hallelujah. She said, I know the God who takes children out of Egypt bondage. I know the God who parted the Red Sea. I know the God who closed the lion's mouth of Daniel. I know the God who punches fire and darkness for the evil children. I know the God who can hop in Sarah's room when she was 90 years old. I know the God who can hop in Rebecca's room when she was a child. I know the God who can hop in Rachel's room. Hallelujah. I know the God who can hop in Elizabeth's room. Hallelujah. I know the God of God and Sarah for the men's girl. How do you say God today? If he do it for them, he can do it for me. My God said I will say yes to them, to them.
Get up.
And she went into the temple. And then the priest was on a high place. Hallelujah, my time is limited. Hallelujah, I'm almost done. And the priest, after had to get up, he went and said to her, he read it to her. So basically, he was better than Peninnah. Because he should be a watchful priest. He should have seen she'd be coming up there year after year to offer sacrifice. And Peninnah, who is the adversary, always going, the enemy is always after you. Always calling her up year after year. And the priest was supposed to be so discerning. He said to her, when are you going to stop drinking? Cut that out. Cut it out. But God is saying that. But God is saying, God said, he said it, and I said unto him, I am not drunk. Humbly. How do we answer our ministers when they talk to us? And I was humble about it. She was so humble about how she answered the man of God. In spite of what he said to her, she answered him respectfully. And I have a problem with brethren, with saints of God. When you have a man of God and God put people over us to lead us and guide us, I have a problem with people disrespecting. Because you know what? When God put people in place over us, to cover us, to watch over us, it is a dangerous thing to disrespect the man of God. God does not like that. If you notice Moses, what God did to her sister, his sister, because of her letters, because she mumbled against God. I tell you, my time is up, but I tell you, God can open the womb of Rachel. When God needed for a runner for Jesus, he gave him John the Baptist. Because Elizabeth couldn't have children. When God needed for a runner, when God needed a man of God, God said when Israel needed a judge, God gave Hannah Samuel. When God needed a prophet, let's make it clear, when God needed a prophet, he gave them Samuel. Brethren, whatever the situation is, whatever the circumstances is, do not quit on God. Keep on praying. Because when you keep on praying, you will prevail. My last thing was thinking before I come down. Daniel prayed for on and on. Bible said his prayer was answered the same day that he prayed. But when an angel comes to him, he said that your answer was hindered by the prince of Persia.